Hi, everybody. Well, today is Friday, and the date today is the 22nd of December, 2017. This is the Creation Lightship Healing Show, and today is devoted if we have any paranormal questions. Let's clear the day for everybody to get rid of the energetic cordings from your past time, day of the year, which is the 22nd of December, going back probably since you were born. So here we go, releasing the energy. I'll count to 10 to do so. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And we'll bring out the light beam or light beams on your monitor screen. I'm only going to be running one energy for the light beams, so it will more than likely be the male ones from here on out. So the females and the non-gender will no longer be available. So I may just take those off the website just so one light beam is up there. So here we go. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And if you have a situation going on, something that's maybe bothering you, ache or pain, and owie, let's see if we can clear you off that one timeline that it's connecting you to. So think of it right now, what you want to have released. And here we go. I'll count to 10 to release it from you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, we'll turn it over to Kathy, our co-host. So are you there, Kathy?
Hi, Ron. Yes, I am. Hello, everyone. And today, as Ron said, is December 22nd, 2017. We're on BBS Radio Station 2, Creation Lightships Healings, with Ron Amatron, our host. And Ron just cleared the energetic cords of those numbers, the triple twos, which in Dark Side have all kinds of different meanings. And we want to always clear the numbers ourselves and the dates on the natal barcode removal. For the sake of the show, Ron does this as a courtesy sample. And it's very beneficial, especially if you happen to not clear the numbered yourself. So, Ron, we have some paranormal emails that came in and also some testimonies. Which would you rather I address first?
Whatever you want to do. I'm easy.
Okay. Well, let's start with a couple paranormal, then we'll switch over and go back to the inbox. One of your listeners from overseas is commenting on a Light of the Darkness radio program you did recently here on BBS Radio, and he's mentioning that you discussed the transmission of authentic Christ energy in this time. He was, and it was fake. He could really feel it deep in his heart that it was fake. And he says, when you did the actual authentic Christ energy, he could feel that direct and very pure, and it stayed with him for over an hour quite strongly. So clearing the Light of the Darkness energies of Metatron and Sananda that someone had asked you to do on the December 15th show, that was last Friday's paranormal show, he felt that too with some jerking of the head as energies released. And he was quite hooked up and used to read the missives of these so-called archangels. Unfortunately, he says, I used to try and channel myself the Master Jesus on Christmas Eve and had some inspiring internal conversations full of silk-tongued, lofty feel-good platitudes and false hopes. Yeah, he really spells it out here. And then he says he thinks you offered that show was excellent explanation of how the Light of the Darkness works. And he feels it with the channels and channelers and gurus, too, that he used to follow in his youth. One guru had many exciting highs and intense peak experiences, insights, ecstasies, etc., but it never really seemed to lead anywhere. There was no radical transformation or breakthrough. However, he says he always seemed to end up back down the rat hole, sometimes worse than before, because he had high expectations and then the dreams were broken. In fact, a friend of his who was close to an Indian guru ended up very depressed and confused. So he says, the classical spiritual search never seems to radically transcend duality as promised. Thank you so much for all the real clearings. So,
thank you.
That's a good testimony, courtesy of one of your longtime listeners.
I'll do a clearing again, if you like, like we did Metatron, I think. But I'll focus on the Sananda that all the New Agers kind of get involved with somehow, thinking that that's the new Jesus or Christ energy coming down here. So this is the light of the darkness energy that they created. So here we go. I'll just release that from you. And if you have something else that you want released, you can mention, whatever that would be. So you can mention that or those names now before I do the clearing, because there's quite a few of those archangels that people like to meditate on or connect with or whatever, group channelings and stuff. So start saying them now. And I'm going to count to 50 and just say them one time, and we'll get them in, disconnect that energy from you, that energetic cording. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 50. Great. Okay, back to you, Kathy.
Okay, so Ron, you just cleared the energy of Sinandra. And
and also whatever the people wanted, in case there was something else that they wanted to release off of them.
Okay, so during the show right now, you can write to Ron at clsquestions@yahoo.com, also through the BBS Quick Chat Fast Chat link. And there's an anonymous form box that you can send your quick question or responses to the healings that Ron just did. So if that affected anyone, that healing Ron just did of Sananda or any other darkness energy you may have been affected by, please let Ron know during the show or maybe later when you have a chance to write. Okay, Ron, so I want to read from you to you a couple of observations that are paranormal that just came in. Okay, now these are from What's Up in the Sky in Southern California. So you've got a couple of these that came in, and one person even sent a photo. I'm not sure if you got a chance to see it, but I just forwarded it to you. Okay, so anyway, supposedly they say we saw a satellite launch with a rocket-like shape and long chemtrails. Some of the pictures, I could see faces with two eyes and a mouth. Then they would fade into a snake-like head with a long, wide tail. The light above the dark sky was illuminated in different colors. So that was one person's report. Another person says, he sent a photo, and yes, indeed, there is some sort of a weird-looking thing. it's just like the person described. It's like it's kind of a ghostly shape with a face and a long tail trailing. And then the person writes a description. The media says that SpaceX's Falcon 9 rocket launched from Vandenberg Air Force Base at 5:27 p.m. was carrying 10 satellites to low Earth orbit. The satellites would be part of a constellation operated by Iridium Communications. All 10 satellites successfully deployed with the last one deploying about 1 hour and 12 minutes after liftoff. That is what they wrote, and this was seen over some part of Los Angeles tonight around 5:30 p.m. Pacific time. So I just wanted you to know if you, you know, if this could relate to something in the future or later. Anyway, it happened. So I sent you the photo, Ron, for your, you know, later you can look at it.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, so we'll move on now. We've got some testimonies. One of your listeners, Ron, is having a lot of success with the healing you have online that we talk about a lot. It's called the Eliminating Alien Attack, and that's one of Ron's probably initial healings that he designed to thoroughly help us in many, many, many ways, and then went from there to other more intense things, but it's a really fantastic overall healing, eliminating alien attack, and there's a lot of information about what's going on in the planet, the realities, and the things that have been removed from our consciousness that are affecting us in very detrimental ways, and why we have the densities. So I suggest everyone look at that page, read the description before you even buy the healing. So this person's having a lot of success with it. He says that he's running all sorts of things from to clearing off implants of hormones, mood, poison, oxygen, and water-controlling implants. So I've never heard that before. That person's got some things going on there. That's really great. All good things to clear. There's an implants clearing on the it's got 10 options on that Eliminating Alien Attack page. And it's reasonably priced, $30, and it's very well worth it. Lots of things on it. And okay, so maybe Ron, while we're at the top of the show, we can do a quick announcement about your upcoming healing session. That's just in a few days, Monday, December 25th. Ron will hold a body organ restoration and revitalization session. I think this is the second or third one he's had. And it's a three-hour call-in healing session. It starts at 1 o'clock p.m. Pacific time. Okay, so it's a holiday here in the United States, but you can attend live or as a registered absentee. Ron is allowing $50 per attendee through PayPal. I would suggest you use the PayPal donation button on any of those pages of Ron's clearings and just send in the $50 and then forward your receipt with the subject line of body organ restoration call on the top so Ron can distinguish it from all the other emails he gets and all the other clearing emails he gets. That's for best results, and you're more likely to get Ron will send the codes, the phone number and the access codes before the time, and I'm sure he'll have help with that. So Ron, is right now a good time to start purchasing the body organ restoration session, or should we wait until Sunday?
Either Saturday or Sunday would be fine. If you haven't already done that, that'd be good. That way all the emails are kind of together when they come in.
Saturday or Sunday is best time to send that in. Okay. And Ron, I have a testimony from the last one you had, which was about 6 months ago. And here's what someone said about it. They said they were very relaxed during the call. They were the most relaxed for any call or clearing so far. It was a little deeper than being relaxed, but that is the best adjective I can give it. I am not a feeling person, so as far as wellness benefits, mine are happening over time. I actually don't typically feel things the day of or even the day after. Overall, I am working on taking my attention off the things that are of medical concern and doing as many clearings, conference calls, and purchase clearings as I am able. The bottom line is I do notice improvements on my most pressing medical concerns. I started a few months ago, and actually, it's quite amazing, the results. Like Ron said in Monday's call, you have to take action for manifestation. So I am loving it away, the exercise he described, for some of my habits, and working on improving myself in other ways as well. I'm much more conscious of judgment and being in the moment. It's an unbelievable ride, and I'm glad I'm on it. Okay. So again, that's Monday, December 25th. A lot of people really enjoyed that call last time, Ron. I remember them talking to you during the break and giving you really great feedback during the call. Okay, so another testimony, Ron. They're talking about one of the clearings you have. It was maybe the environmental timeline crash. But they live in California where there was a big fire in this part of California, Central California. And once the ferocious winds and fire started, they put clearings up to change the weather. And the wind was 45 miles per hour. But where she was, it was only 5 miles per hour, and the whole town should have been consumed by fire, but was not. Many people are saying it is a miracle that the wind and fire did not destroy the whole town. Yes, there was some damage. However, the Creation Light Ship Healings, she gives credit for them for saving the town. Wow. So what they're talking about, Ron, was just for people who are new.
Okay, that was correct, and I worked a lot on that one too, to get rid of the wind and to put like a safety zone around the town. So yeah, so back to you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we can also empower ourselves by using some of Ron's healings here: the Earth Protect Timeline Crash, the Gray Skies Timeline Crash. And there's the Environmental Imbalance Timeline Crash. They're under the free healings on his website, creationlightship.com. Okay, so it looks like the emails are really coming in fast here, Ron, so I'm going to go back to the inbox. Okay, so last Monday and Wednesday, you were searching for the name of the Native American Indian who you think was on another timeline. And two listeners sent the names to you in an email right after the Monday show. But you still didn't get it on Wednesday, apparently, so they're telling you here again. They think it was Crazy Horse. Does that ring a bell?
It could, yeah. Very possibly, yes.
Okay,
They
say that in his dream, Crazy Horse saw a man riding a horse through the clouds of darkness and battle. Bullets flew around him, but did not hit him. Crazy Horse understood the dream as a sign. He knew his people were entering a time of darkness. He dressed himself like the man in the dream so that no bullets would hurt him. He intended to save the land for his people. He tried to protect their way of living. And also, you were talking about a battle, and there was a battle with Crazy Horse and Sitting Bull. And it was a cavalry battle with General Custer. And I think that's the battle you were referring to, someone says. Sort of sounds like it. Someone wrote in today, I agree, it was a horrible day. I cleared 222 in the date. They got my goat. Okay. So let's see. There's a question here. Someone already sent their money in, their donation receipt, but they want to be on the call absentee. So they want to know, how do they know, Ron, if you got the email and if they're on the call? So
once you pay for it on PayPal, you are on the call. That's all that is needed. If you want to email me the receipt for an absentee person, then you can do that if you wish. But you're on the call once you pay for it.
Okay, but back a few days ago, Saturday, December 16th, you were discussing accessing passwords and apps on phones, iPhones or smartphones, to use clearings. And someone wrote in some suggestions. So for those of you who would like to have this advice, please write into clsquestions@yahoo.com, and I will forward to you anonymously this person's suggestions and how this person does this. They also use their tablets and phones for clearings and have instructions on how to get into the browser, save the website, and use the clearing. And they kindly illustrated it on the phone page, right on the page, so it makes it really easy to understand and read. So this person took a lot of time to help other listeners. And this will be very useful, and they are sending it here to you, Ron, to share with the listeners upon request. So those of you who want to learn about this, use your phone or tablet for healings, please do write tonight, and I'll forward you anonymously this person's suggestions. And I want to thank very much the listener for taking the time to do all that and send that in. Okay, Ron, we'll go back to our paranormal subject. So a couple nights ago, this person woke up because they heard a TV on, and they got a creepy feeling. And they were running the Eliminating Alien Attack page clearing, but they could feel that something else was definitely there. And so they ran back up the steps, but they felt like prickles or pins on their feet, like maybe something got them. So then after that, they had a really bad cold for a couple of days, and wondering if that's related. Any comment, Ron?
Yeah, I would say it does feel related to me. I'll do a clearing for that if anybody has a similar situation. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Okay, there we go, Kathy.
Okay, so someone's asking, they're interested in doing the Mind of the Body Death barcode clearing. They have 98 of them to do. And they wanted to know what the archive was that explains all that. So, oh, goodness, I looked it up. We've had so many shows on this, so many archives, but I would suggest a good place to start, listener, is August, the month of August, and go to, like, starting the 11th, 12th, 13th. There's one on the 19th of August. There's different aspects of it discussed, and maybe one of these will be the one you're looking for. Okay, so also, someone saying that, they wanted to do the animal clearing and wanted to know what archive that was. What I'd like to suggest is that you go to CLS Quick Chat Fast Chat link, and at the top of that, there's some tabs that say reminders or tips. Tips and Topics. And under Tips and Topics, we have saved some of the animal trauma clearings that Ron has done. And we have written there when those archives took place. So you can look there and find the date. There was a real intensive one. And also there was one on July 3rd of an animal trauma sample. That was a quick one, July 3rd, 2017. Also September 8th, 2014. So Ron is here for the animals, too. They're always included on the Creation Lightship visits. They're always welcome. And they're also welcome on all the healings. So it's good to avail yourself of those. The healings will work for the animals over and over. Okay, so, Ron, are you still honoring the heartache clearing for $50? Ron, go ahead.
Last time, I did it one other time, and I said that would be the last time for it. So we had it for two times. So that I'd have to stay on my integrity and say at this moment no, because there was only four people on the Wednesday. I don't know if it was a conference call or if it was on BBS, one of the two. And the people listening was the ones that received it. So back to you.
All right. Someone's asking your advice here. I have fear that I'm losing my hearing. They keep hearing a digital ping sound in buses, trains, supermarkets, and when you pay with your credit cards, it really hurts their ears. So they've run the odd harmonics clearing a few times. They're finding it very stressful to live in the day-to-day suburbia of sounds. It causes disharmony with people they're associated with. So they've cleared emotional bodies of fear of going deaf. So it sounds like this person's really having some kind of issue, physical. Maybe the body organ rejuvenation call would be a good thing for this person.
Yeah, that'd be very good. And, you know, you may want to look at anxiety, you know, having a problem, because might be, you know, with anxiety, maybe doing the clearings could help you. But maybe because you keep bringing it into the reality that keeps manifesting, you know, it's hard to say what came first, you know, the chicken or the egg, but you got to look at it as, if I did a clearing and it didn't fix it, then you have to go a little bit deeper. And maybe it's one of the seven generational clearings. So you have to kind of do one of the clearings and reevaluate where you are, and then do another one and to see if that's helped, and, you know, have your spirit help you with that. Do the mind and heart drop and connect with your spirit and just see what kind of information you get. It may not be instant, but you may have some information coming, you know, within the week. So back to you.
A question came in. Will you be covering the clearing for the skin of the body as part of the special call on the body organ rejuvenation?
This moment, I don't know. I'll have to make some notes up and see what I'm going to be doing. So remember, I'm in the moment, and that event is, on Monday, and today is Friday, so that day doesn't even exist for me until I'm there.
Well, I think this person is maybe trying to ask if you will do that instead of are you going to, but maybe they want you to. So maybe we could just, you know, put it on the list, and then, you know, once you go through the basic ones that you do, if you have time and it comes up, with, you know, like last time, you did take some requests. So we'll just keep it on the list.
Yeah, it could work that way.
Okay, so let's see what else we have here. Okay, so I just told listeners of a lot of archives, Ron, clearing animals of trauma, pain, etc. So now someone's asking if there's any shows dedicated to clearing issues with children. If so, can that be posted on the bulletin board?
I don't recall anything, with children. So there, you'd want to do the whole lifetime clearings on your children. If you do a whole lifetime clearing, then you can use that clearing on your animals and pets. So saying it another way, if you haven't had your whole lifetime clearing, you could go in and pay for the whole lifetime clearing. We'll say you have a cat that's 5 years old, so you do the cat with the cat's name, which would be $5 times five for 5 years old, then it's $25 to do your cat. But if you have, prior to this, done a clearing for yourself, like an emotional clearing or a pain clearing or whatever you wanted to have your cat have, your cat would be free for whatever you have done yourself. Otherwise, you can just go in and clear your animal by the age of the animal. And that's a whole lifetime clearing. So back to you.
Okay, well, speaking of cats and animals, a listener wrote in that she's saying that her cat likes to listen to you. She likes your voice. And when the light beings and the 12th source are showing or being played, the cat becomes very affectionate and demands attention. And she doesn't comply. He will demand more by biting her leg or her foot. She does clearings on the cat. And recently, the cat started sleeping on her bed. Had never done that before. And she also wanted you to know that she did the energetic paint, interior paint call, conference call that you did where you infused inside homes of paint with light coats. And so she did that. And then she's also cleared most of her, I think I'm reading this right, 347 death barcodes on her home.
That's a lot.
Yeah. So anyway, it's nice that people can see the difference in their pets or their kids when they do a lot of clearings on the environment and themselves, and they take their children free and their pets free up to the light ship when they go themselves as well. So this is a report of someone's seeing evidence of a nice change in their pets. We don't hear many people writing in about changes in their children, although we know that people bring their children up to the light ship, and we know that people do run the healings on their children and buy them for their children. So maybe we could hear from some of the parents who've noticed changes. Once in a while we hear something, but not very often. We hear a lot more about animals. And I know that the ones who write in about the children are often just absolutely ecstatic about the changes that they observed, real transformation in the kids' behavior. And it's just becoming a lot sweeter kids. So this person also writes, Ron, that they're in a comfort zone with all the clearings they're doing. Their objective is to become more of who we are, which needs to resemble the work and life we do, correct? Now I feel my life is upside down in a sense that I need to leave my comfort zone and my fear of the unknown behind me, and just go with my spirit to create. It feels frightening, but it's stronger than being pulled back into former conditioning, mind control transmissions, and who knows what and whom. So this is a person's observation about what they've noticed, the difference in their personality, Ron, and their whole approach to life being more conscious after doing clearings, having more awakening, more awareness.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Okay, so back to a paranormal question. Paranormal Friday. Ron, normally my eyes are quite sparkly, but at times, when I look at myself in the mirror, I notice that one of my eyes is very sparkly and the other is quite matte looking. It happens from time to time, and I was wondering, what could this be about? I have heard you talking about possible cameras in our eyes, the energetic cameras.
Yep.
Could it be
yeah,
that I'm being watched through my own eyes?
Yeah. That's probably what it is. So I'll do a clearing for people with cameras in their eyes. I'll do your both eyes, I guess, to save some time here. So here we go. Working on both eyes. And sometimes you see colors a little better, maybe a little more focus. And some people have said that they had like a haze and the haze went away, kind of like a brown haze. So here we go, releasing the energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Here we go. It's released.
Okay, next email. Someone saying that if you were involved in the California fires and near there, there are some clearings you might want to do. This is a suggestion. If this is appropriate, Ron, they're suggesting the black mist fog removal or the green mist and goo removal.
Yeah, that could be good. It could be slime energy around, too, you know, floating, putting to find you. So, yeah, any clearing could help you. It just depends. I won't say which one is better because that's not the right way to say it, but all the clearings will work. But those might be a good one to try. So, yes.
Okay, emails are coming in and as we speak. And then, so, an inquiry. We were just talking about children and the clearings, Ron, that you're doing the healing session on December 25th, the body organ restoration call. And so, a listener is wondering if you felt that her two-year-old granddaughter, a two-year-old, would be appropriate to include them on it.
I would say yes, only because you don't know what's on timelines for that child, okay, of what could be happening. Maybe they're on a timeline where they're actually older than what they are right now because, you know, those unwanted universal travelers, you know, can do that to you. So even though the child is two, you could actually be 20 on a timeline having experiences, and those experiences then would be feeding back into you or into the child. So yeah, it would be beneficial for anybody.
Okay, great. So now, Ron, at the beginning of the show, you stated that you were only going to activate the male life being anymore. You were not going to activate the female one or the non-gender one for the time being. And someone's asking you if you could give a reason, possibly, and does that mean also they will not be activated on the healings, online healings?
Yes, that is correct. Uh-huh. because I don't want to put the light beings, in a sense, in duality, having people favor one over the other. So it's just going to be one energy coming forth, just like on the lightship insignia. There's only one energy that comes out, even though it is a 12 source energies, and the light being will only be one energy also.
Okay, now, if they happen to click on female, will it just be male energy?
I'll probably get those other two light beings off the screen.
Oh, but, you're going to remove them?
Yeah, they're going to be...
That remove that option?
Yeah, that'll be removed, yeah. I just said revoked, you know, but they'll have some time off.
Okay. Well, whenever something's changed, it causes a little confusion. So I do want to make this loud and clear to everyone that, you know, we can help Ron out on our own side by just checking to make sure we have the male light being clicked on rather than anything else. You know, we all had our preferences, and it was nice to have a choice, really was. But from now on, the 22nd of December 2017, from now on, we're only going to use the male light being. And as Ron just said, he's going to reformat the healings to take away the other two options. When you see those disappear, that's why. It was planned. It was intended. No other reason. I'm saying that because, you know, people can get concerned if they missed the announcement. So I'm going to maybe post this, Ron, and for the other co-hosts will remind everyone that this is going to be happening. It's going to take a little time, Ron, for us to get used to this and transition over, since we've been so fortunate to have three choices. But, you know, the male light being, you always said, was the stronger one. So there's, you know, it's a wonderful choice, too. And probably a lot of people use it a lot anyway. Anyway, so from now on, we're using the male light being, and Ron is only going to activate the male light being during the shows, and for reasons he just stated. Okay, so Ron, let's make another announcement for another wonderful healing call you have coming up Saturday, January 1st. That's New Year's Day, and anyway, that will be the special New Year's intentions, plant your seeds of intentions call. And this is really great. Ron's done this every year now, and people really enjoy the relaxing peace energy. They also can tune in and feel what the energies are going to possibly bring. At least that's the impression that they get. And many people call in to Ron at the break and they report what they felt, and amazingly, a lot of people feel the same thing. They say the same thing that they felt. And Ron kind of verifies things for us. So it's just sort of an amazing call, and allows you to do your manifestation in a heart-centered manner with the Creation Lightship. Ron always recommends the emotional healing, right, Ron? And what was the other one? The mental whole life healing.
Yeah, and then typically the fear probably for sure, and maybe trauma, anxiety could be after that. And then if you have pain, the pain one. You just need to know what energetic body you're living off of. Or living inside of, we'll say, and then, you know, being controlled by that energy. So these bodies, the spillover of these negative energies, we'll call it, will affect you physically. and mentally and everything else, you want to get rid of them. And then I recommend doing the creativity clearing if you have that. Maybe do that once a month, and maybe do the IQ maybe every week or two, and then maybe do the education clearing once a month also. So back to you.
Okay, well, all right. Let me read those back in case people were trying to take notes. So Ron is recommending as a prerequisite, yes, the emotional clearing for sure, the mental whole life clearing for sure, and the fear. And then whatever whatever energetic body that you might be running off of. So for some of us, it's anxiety, trauma. We could be blocked with creativity. We could be controlled with an IQ. So there's a creativity whole life clearing. There's an IQ whole life clearing. And there's an education. Oh, gosh, I forgot the name of that one. But that's another whole life clearing to clear us of indoctrinations as we grow up and how we were programmed and controlled and fed mind control transmissions as children. So that educational clearing. To prepare for the New Year's Seeds of Intention call, it is the price is $20 per participant. The time is 1 o'clock to 5 o'clock Pacific time. So this is a four-hour conference call with Ron and the Creation Light Chip. And so we will be sampling the New Year's incoming ascension energies. And it is really a break in day-to-day living here in the dark planet that we're on. And we get to sample how it feels to be in the new earth. Ron makes us real, and it's all just 100% delightful. So those of you who've been on Ron's call before know what I mean. And feel free to send in your, if you have a memory, see how it went for you this year. Let us know how any of those energies that we sampled might have manifested for you. So let's see, Ron, it's about 7 minutes till, so I can read some more of the emails here. Okay, so now we're going to go back to the death barcode removal clearing. On a recent show, you mentioned a new option to clear the fear death barcode. Yeah, that's on the death barcode removal clearing. Yeah, they added, Ron, you have added the fear death barcode removal option in that. And so they wanted to know if they should ask you how many fear death barcodes they have now.
No, all the barcodes are the same number unless you do the mind or the body. So whatever is there listed is the same as your original body death barcode, which you just call the death barcode clearing.
Okay, so they just run the clearing.
The exact same. And you do those other ones for 1 hour apiece.
Yeah, those are 1 hour.
The mind of the body, you have to ask me.
Yeah. Okay, so for the death barcode removal, they just run the clearing.
Yeah, they just had to do the first part.
Uh-huh.
On the death barcode, it's 2 hours. Yeah, death barcode is 2 hours. On the other ones, which are other options, those are 1 hour apiece, unless you're doing, the mind and the body is 1 hour also.
Yeah, on the death barcode.
Oh, wait a minute. No, I made a mistake. Excuse me. You want to run all the other ones the same as the death barcode.
Yeah.
So they're all 2 hours. But the mind of the body is 1 hour. Yeah, I'm sorry.
No, that's okay, because the death barcode removal clearing has been restructured to be very helpful in guiding you. So just run it one, like Ron said, first part. Then when you get to the fear barcode part, the clearing will tell you that you do not need to do anything more after that. That you do not need to run the stress or the emotional part for the fear death barcode. So that's only on the unlimited death barcode healing. So yeah. You don't need to ask any questions about how many fear death barcodes you have unless you're doing the mind of the body, Ron said. Okay, so yeah, there's so many barcode removal clearings. Good that they call and I'm right to try to keep it straight. Okay, so back to the inbox. I'm going to run through these again, too. It was mentioned that on a previous show that someone went to the airport in Ecuador and was blocked from using the Creation Lightship website. And then another person wrote in the same day saying that they also were blocked using the Creation Lightship website as well. And they were at work, and they were trying to use it from their phone, as they always did. So they thought that was kind of, just remarkable that suddenly they just can't get on the website as they used to. So just an observation, Ron. Don't know why we're not asking you why. It's just this is just the second person that's noticed that wrote in to notice it. So hopefully they found a solution other than just leaving work. Someone wrote in a testimony that they thought that the removal tonight that you did, I guess maybe it was from the angel energies or the dark side energy. What happened to them, how they felt, was that their head moved from side to side, and they felt lighter. So they really appreciate that. Must have been an energy that they needed cleared. And now, some verification needed for the New Year's Eve call. They already sent their donation for the call. And they sent the receipt to the email, but they did not get the access code. So did they send that too soon, Ron? Because they're wondering if that will come out before New Year's Eve.
Well, I'll go through emails, but yeah, I said you'll send another one. Because I don't really send out anything until about, sometimes one day or 2 days before the event, so I get them all together within, the week, typically.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, when people get the notice, like this notice came out on December 17th.
Uh-huh.
So people will then just go ahead and order it while they're thinking of it, right?
Yeah. That's still good. Yeah, I'll go back to when the notice first came out. I think we already have things tabulated anyway. So if you don't get it a day before the event, then send me an email again.
Right. Keep sending it to Ron until you get a response. and it will really help, too, if you put on the subject line which call you're sending, because a lot of people just forward the same message that they got from the PayPal master. And if it's an earlier conference call, Ron will send that to you in advance. He'll get to that sooner than if it's in January. Someone made a comment to Ron about the body organ restoration call that they seem to remember that last time absentee wasn't allowed unless they were in a foreign country. I'm not sure, but they're wanting to verify, I guess, if they can be absentee on the body organ restoration call.
Yes, they can. Absentee is okay this time.
Okay, that's good. Okay, so would you please repeat, Ron, that if someone's at absentee, do they need a confirmation from you, or is that just once they register, they're on it because you have their name?
Well, let's put it another way. So you pay for the clearing, and then you get the code sent, and for some strange reason, the internet goes down worldwide on that day. You're still going to be on the call, and you'll still be worked with at the time that we're planning to do the call. So if you can't, or all the phone lines go dead or whatever, you are on the call, and I will be doing the call. So no worries. And you don't have to send me anything because you're on the call absentee first. And second, you're on the call if you choose to be on the call live. So either way, you're on the call. Remember, it's your choice to be on the call live because you want to be on it live. So, and if you have to leave, it's just like if you have to leave for 2 hours during the call, then you're absentee. You're still going to be on the call. You're not going to be missing out on that 2 hours of time because you couldn't be on the phone or anything. So like I say, your first absentee, and then if you choose to be on the call, then you're on the call live. You just get more information when you're on the call of what's going on, and the absentee people will probably have a little delay in what's going on, maybe a couple of day delay, because you don't know what's happening. So it won't be an instant healing just because of that. But you will have the healing. So back to you.
In addition to that, if you do call in and it's already started and you hear absolute silence, that's normal. Right, Ron?
Yes. I mean, yeah, very good. Yeah, because we hold the space sometimes for 5-10 minutes or maybe a body organ or something. So you won't be hearing anything on the call, and all the lines will be muted.
Yes.
Until I get back online again.
Yeah, and it's your choice to hang on and listen to silence and wait, or just to call back. So it is a lot of minutes to hold. So lots of people just click in and click out, go in and out. The Ron does take breaks at the top of the hour, so you might want to call in if you're going to check in, you know, just to see, you know, where you're at. Check in about, call in about 10 minutes till the hour so you can hear Ron break in and announce a break. He also likes to activate water during the break, so have some handy little glasses of water. Okay, so here's someone else with a question about the New Year Intention Call, and this is a new person. And so in the directions, it says to prepare an affirmation for each month in advance of the call. And the question is, can the affirmations that we prepare be about anything at all, and what actually happens with regards to our affirmations?
Okay, what you do... Nothing will happen to the affirmation because it's your affirmation, and it's up to you to find out what month it would be best to do what you're planning to affirm in your life to happen. So let's just say hypothetically that you want to get married. So you don't know what month you want to get married in. So that's one of your questions. And the affirmation is, I'd like to get married. So as you go through the call, that's written down in front of you, and you will typically have 12 different entries, we'll say. And we'll say that's number 10, hypothetically. So number 10 line, you have, I want to get married. So when you go through the call, and you have this list in front of you, you can say, oh, looks like it's going to be June. And then just write June and put number 10. And the number 10 is, I'm going to get married in June. That's what I'm choosing to do because the energy feels proper for me in that month to do this, change of life manifestation for you. So normally you have ideas of what you might like to manifest during the year. So just figure out 12 of them and match them up to the energy of the month as you feel it coming in. It's as simple as that. And you may want to have maybe a little bit more because maybe what you're planning to do won't work at all next year. So maybe you might want to get 18 by having six additional, maybe 18 different ways you want to run your life, we'll say, or change your life. And then, you know, you have those additional ones in case the one that you initially thought you wanted to do is not going to pan out. So back to you. I guess we could probably do the mind of heart drop here.
Oh, wrong. One more quick
time.
Question.
So, okay, everybody. So we have our PBS show tomorrow, same time, same station. Mm-hmm. Then we have our seven-hour conference call on Sunday. And then on Monday we have our 1 p.m. call Pacific time for body restoration, body organ restoration. And we'll go into BBS radio after that at 4 p.m. So it'll be a three-hour call. So here we go, the mind to heart drop. So very simple. You want to command your spirit to do this for you. And here we go. So you say, now command my spirit to take the thoughts in my head and drop it into my heart or them into my heart. Count from 10 to 1 backwards. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay, everybody. Blessings. Thank you. And we'll see you later. Bye, everyone.